Understanding a Boy's Nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Understanding a Boy's Nature. How does a boy's nature differ from everybody else's nature? A boy's nature comes out of the same gene structure that a girl's nature does or a child's nature does. But a boy's nature is sort of trained along the way to be a boy. And boys do certain things. This everyone will acquiesce to. Boys do certain things. Boys theoretically like to be rough and tumble. Boys theoretically like to climb trees. Boys theoretically like to have adventures. Boys theoretically like to do all sorts of things that get them in trouble, that make things a little difficult in their world. And this is what we think that boys are. Now, why do we have that attitude in our mind about boys? Little girls are sugar and spice, and boys are naughty. Yes. Isn't that the way we think about it? It's about time that we take charge of every avenue of our life, including the avenue of how we think about boys or girls or anybody else. Now, how do you think about a boy? Well, it depends on the boy that I'm thinking about. If I'm thinking about a boy who is the neighbor boy, they're always more orderly and more proper than our own children. The boys in our family are getting into trouble all the time. They're always doing things. Well, in truth, the boys in our family are really quite good. When the boys in our family get into trouble, it's because they're testing the waters, and it depends on how they're brought into line with the program that they're supposed to be following. If we train them that, hey, that's not acceptable around here, that's not the thing that we do, then they learn that that's not the thing that they do, and then they don't do it. But if they don't really believe that that's not what they're expected to do, if they believe they can get away with it, if they can believe that they can test their guide, their mother, their father, their peers, if they can test them and see if they can get away with stuff, they're going to do it. That's like touching the wet paint to see if it's wet, even though you know it's wet. We want to test the waters. We want to see if the rules really are rules, if the rules are really valid, if the rules are true under all circumstances. And boys are notable for rule testing. Girls do it too, but they oftentimes do it with a little more slyness, with a little more pizzazz. But boys do it sort of right out in the open. And they say have more of a devil-may-care attitude about it, where it doesn't bother them. That's because that's the way they've been trained. Now, as boys and girls are trained to be more gentle, as they're trained to be more concerned and more considerate of themselves and others, then they act in just that way. Now, a normal boy can be a boy who is cooperative, who's loving, who's a careful, gentle, positive person, or not. It depends on what the family expects of them. Now, some children bring themselves up. They're brought up in a family that doesn't care too much, that doesn't have too many rules. They're brought up in a world that allows them to run wild, as the saying goes, and because of this, they have to make the decision for themselves. They have to decide for themselves if they're going to be responsible or if they're going to just press the buttons and test the waters all that they can to see how much they can get away with. I like to think that when children, boys at this moment, when boys are in a situation where they have to depend upon themselves, they find they have some very noble attitudes that stand up with them every time. When the testing really comes, well, now what do you think would happen? Then the real concern is there. Like when the little Lund boy hit his sister over the head with a pair of roller skates, and their father, Russ, said, I want you to talk to him. And so I talked to him, and I said to the boy, I said, well, what's all this all about? He said, what? And I said, you hit your sister over the head with the roller skates. Yeah. Well, that hurts. I didn't know that. And I said, well, give me the roller skates. And he gave them to me. And I said, okay, now, I'm going to hit you over the head with the roller. Oh, no, no, that'll hurt. And I said, you see, you know it'll hurt. You know it'll hurt. Now, do you think that that's fair for you to act in a place, attitude like that, that's irresponsible, that's showing that you really are not being a very responsible boy? Well, I don't care. Oh, yes, you do. Because the world is going to hurt you if you go around hurting the world. It's just something that you're creating. And I don't want to be hurt. Well, then don't go hurting anybody else. And that young man grew up to be the head of his parents' magnificent corporation series, and it's worth billions of dollars today. Very fantastic young man. But at the time, he was at a point of decision. Is he going to take responsibility and live like a responsible youngster, or is he going to go around doing things just because the moment touches him into doing it? Boys are often thought of being irresponsible, and as we think of them as being irresponsible, so they are. When boys are thought of as being responsible, loving, caring individuals, so they are. Isn't it nicer to say my big brother will take care of me? Isn't it nicer to say my big brother always stands by me? Isn't it nice to say that my brother is someone I can depend on? I love my brother. Isn't it nice when children say that about their brothers? And when they say, that's my little brother, I'm watching out for him. That's my little brother, I care. And when you are the brother yourself, and you look at your family and you say, I'm the shepherd of this flock. Daddy's away on a business trip, and he'll be gone for a week, and I'm the oldest, and I've got to take his place. So I've got to take the garbage out, and I've got to mow the lawn, and I've got to do these things because that's what Daddy does, and I am taking his place, and I am proud of myself. Well, now, when that's the attitude that boys have, that they build up within themselves, guided by the family, guided by the parents, guided by life, how wonderful they turn out to be. Sometimes they turn out to be a little bit too wonderful because they become like Daddy is, and sometimes a little thoughtless. And they forget that they have to always be loving. Understanding a boy's nature? A boy's nature is loving. A boy's nature is caring. A boy's nature is, I do that which is the highest and best for me, and I live in a wonderful world. A boy's nature is whatever you or I think a boy's nature is. Now, what do you think a boy's nature is? Whatever you think a boy's nature is, that's what it is for you. And if you have any boys in your world, and you think that they're wonderful, that they're fantastic, that they're glorious, that's the way you've been raised to think about them. And that's the way the men in your family are. The boys in your family are. That's the way your parents raised you. Understanding boys? Just understand ourselves. And when I understand myself, I understand everyone else. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.